Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Devil's Company by David Liss, performed by Simon Vance. Chapter 1. In my youth, I suffered from too close a proximity to gaming tables of all descriptions, and I watched in horror as Lady Fortune delivered money, sometimes not precisely my own, into another's hands. As a man of more seasoned years, one poised to enter his third decade of life, I knew far better than to let myself loose among such dangerous tools as dice and cards, engines of mischief good for nothing but giving a man false hope before dashing his dreams. However, I found it no difficult thing to make an exception on those rare occasions when it was another man's silver that filled my purse, and if that other man had engaged in machination that would guarantee that the dice should roll or the cards turn in my favour, so much the better. Those of overly scrupulous morals might suggest that to alter the odds in one's favour so illicitly is the lowest depth to which a soul can sink. Better a sneak thief, a murderer, even a traitor to his country, these men will argue, than a cheat at the gaming table. Perhaps it is so. But I was a cheat in the service of a generous patron, and that, to my mind, quieted the echoes of doubt. I begin this tale in November of 1722, some 8 months after the events of the general election of which I have previously written. The rancid waters of politics had washed over London, and indeed the nation, earlier that year. Once more the tide had receded, leaving us none the cleaner. In the spring, men had fought like...